it's all right as the rain. The joy.
Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're going to have another wonderful show with healing. So just stay on here, and we'll have some beautiful healing. So I'll just describe what you need to do first here. Just scroll down on Monday night's program. And when you see the fast chat information, you can click on it if you wish to communicate with us. It's just above the blinking flower. It says Quick Chat with BBS Fast Chat. So you'd want to just click on that. And once it comes up, minimize it. And then scroll down for this beautiful light beam to appear on your monitor. And then maximize the fast chat. It's that simple. That way you have two things up on your screen at one time. And so today we're going to be doing some healings again. And we'll see if Sylvia's online. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm here. Greetings and blessings to everyone this Monday, July 9th. And welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Program. And thank you to BBS Internet Radio for providing this venue for us to come to you. And today, Ron and the Creation Lightship will be bringing you many divine energies in their purest form, 100% in the light, and providing you with a very sacred opportunity to commune with these divine beings and masters and archangels, and to receive personal guidance and healing energies from them. So at this time, I'd like to invite you to become quiet and sit down and relax. Turn off the TV and telephones if you can, and just breathe and be here, and most importantly, go into your heart. And as Ron has stated many times, this is not a meditation, and you don't want to project yourself out of your body. Your spirit is your only connection to the divine, and your spirit is therefore what heals your body, so your spirit must be present in your body as the conduit for the divine energy to flow through you. So before we get started, I'd just like to mention a few things quickly that may be of some help to you. Number one is that this program will be recorded and placed on the BBS Radio Archive, so you can actually go in and experience these divine energies again at your own convenience for additional guidance and healing. So that's very nice to do. And I'd also like to invite you to join us for our four shows that we do live each week. In addition to this Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific show, we do Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific and Friday and Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific. So we'd love to have you join us for those as well. And for anyone who would like to experience a personal in-depth healing work with Ron Amatron, he can be reached by email at healing@creationlightshift.com. or by phone at 1-877-384-3257. And I believe you can get those phone numbers and that email address right from this BBS website if you didn't catch that. Lastly, if you haven't done so, as Ron said in the beginning, please go to your monitor and go to the BBS Radio homepage and scroll down to the daily schedule and click on the Creation Lightship Healing time slot, and you will get a page that has phone numbers at the top, and then scroll down below the blinking lotus flower there until you see the beautiful light being on your screen. And Ron's going to be activating her presence shortly, and you will definitely want to have her on your monitor when he does that so you can see her beautiful loving presence unfold right before your eyes and feel the divine energy that she'll bring into your room. So to begin our program for today, our topic is opening up to heart energy. And just as an example of that, most of you listening have probably seen the movie Groundhog Day, where Bill Murray plays a very bitter and kind of closed-hearted weather man who is forced to relive the same day over and over and over again until he finally seeks change within himself and opens his heart to the experience of joy and love and compassion. And I'm sure if Jesus and Mary Magdalene were walking the earth plane today, that they would find this a very fitting parable or story for them to use in their teachings, which were all about going within and unlocking the door to your heart. So I'd like to now ask Ron and the light beings to come in and to help each of us to go within and to open our own hearts and get centered there so we can better connect to the divine energies as they come in to do our healing work with us in a little bit. So, Ron, over to you.
Okay, so we're first just going to do some entity releasing so we can get you more in your bodies to accept more of the healing energies. So like we mentioned in the past, these emotional energies are our spirits, in a sense. They're emotional bodies. Anything in the invisible we call spirit. And these are created by the earth energy. They're not a really high divine energy, but they're from the earth. Not like your own spirit that's with you. So we're going to release them from you. They come to you from pain and traumas that you have in your body. They'll be attracted to you, resonating to your pains and traumas. And actually, when you do have physical pain, your spirit leaves you. So, or when you get out of your body, your spirit leaves naturally, and the entity can come into you. So it's a thing that you have to clean out every day for yourself. So we're just going to do some help right now for you to do this process so you'd be a little more present with us for these healings. So like I tell most people are 20% in their bodies. So if you're 20% in, what's the other 80%? Well, it's entities. So this is why the world is in the state of shape that it's in right now is from entities basically not allowing you to be fully conscious. Plus other things too, but the main thing is the entities here. So we got to release them out of us to become whole and complete with our own spirit energy. And here we go. And like if you're only 20% in your body, the most you're ever going to get is a 20% healing. And then from there it goes to the emotional body, which absorbs the energy too because it needs your life force energy from your spirit to live on. So then at that point you may get maybe a 0.5% or 1% healing just because of the densities that's in the way of the healing energy going into you. So we're releasing them now. I'm going to bring more of you back to your body. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come back more fully into your body. Your spirit will come in whatever way it needs to. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And some more entity clearings here. And there we go. And they're being healed, brought back to the earth spirit so it can deal with these energies. I only bring them back to the earth spirit because the earth spirit created this energy. I don't bring anything else to the earth spirit whatsoever. So here we go. More coming into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go. Doing some more clearings. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again. Great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, you should feel a little more complete. Now we're going to drop you into your heart center. If you'd like to do this, you can visualize like an elevator going from your forehead, where your thoughts will say are, and that'll be your 10th floor. First floor will be your heart center, where spirit resides. So we're going to drop your waking consciousness down to your heart center. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And feel you need a little more energy, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so just have this inner peace now and communicate with your spirit, and we'll do some healings after this here. So this is your own personal time to get acquainted to your own spirit, your divinity inside of you. Ask your spirit for help and guidance. you to do is if you can get two separate glasses of water, I'd like you to get them right now. We'll leave the music on and bring them back to your computer monitor here. And we're going to do a little test here showing heart energy versus mind-thought energy. So be a manifestation of how the energies are working. So I'll get two glasses of water right now, and see you back in about a minute or so. Energize this beautiful light beam on your monitor screen. So if you don't have her up, just scroll down on the show here, Creation Lightship Healing. You can pick any day and just scroll down so she's visible in front of you. It's about an inch down on your scroll bar. And we're going to ask her to come in here. And looks like Janina wants to come in. There are other light beams that use this photo, but she's coming in now. So she's very, very beautiful, and she's a commander of the Creation Light Ship that we're using here. That she's like my partner up on the ship, so she's coming right now here. So you may sense the energy change in your room instantly. And what normally happens if you're a first-time seer on the show here, her face will become more vibrant. The picture will become a little more three-dimensional in its appearance to you. The rays will change colors slightly, and her eyes will, you know, just look very real as you look into them. And if you're a feeling person and your chakras are opened up, you can put your hand, if you like, in front of your monitor, maybe like 6 inches, a foot away, and move it back and forth. And you can actually feel her energy as it attaches and connects to your palm chakra and your fingers. It may buzz, may tingle. And the Creation Lightship only uses heart energy for healings. And there's a lot of practitioners that teach how to do mind healings. There's churches doing mind healings. Almost every book that you read about is a way to do a mind healing. Okay, mind healing is through manipulation of energy. On the far end of the scale, you might want to call that sorcery, where you're taking someone's free will and changing it for your own particular way of thinking. So the light ship does not use this type of energy whatsoever, because they only work in love, and they only work in light. And the other energy works with the matrix energy, which is a manipulation. So I know I'm stepping on some toes here, but this is the facts of life here when you look at it under at the highest spiritual level. And then you can use with that your spirit energy and the mind to actually create things too. But the main thing is to use your heart energy. So we're going to do a little example here, a test, and this is for yourself to understand the difference in these energies here. So what we're going to do first is allow this beautiful light being to flow through you. You're going to feel the energy connect to your heart. We're not doing water charging with her. We'll be doing this in about 5 minutes. So allow the beautiful light being to help do some healing work with you. Like I said, she connects directly to your heart center. And request healings now as she starts doing healing work with you. And we'll put another song on here and just have a wonderful experience. Open your heart up. And you have to request healing because the divine always sees you in perfection, moment by moment. So if you want to change your state of perfection as they see it from one stage to the next, then request again. And I'll see you back in a few minutes here. Okay. So now we're going to start doing some water charging here in a moment. And what I have in front of me are the lyrics to Jethro Tull's Thick as a Brick. And I can kind of sense what Jesus had when he was here trying to educate people on heart energy versus mind energy. This is kind of how, I believe, how he felt. And this kind of comes through some of our work that we've been doing with Mary Magdalene and her teachings. So I'll just read a few lines here. It starts off with, "Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My word's but a whisper, your deafness a shout. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think." And the very last part is, "You ride yourself over the fields, and you make all your animals deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick." So I'm hoping that through what we're doing here with everybody, that at least you can understand what this mission is that we're doing for everyone here from the light ship, and how very important it is to connect to your heart energy for ascension. So what we're going to do now is have each and every one of you get one glass of water and just put that in front of you. And the light ship is going to demonstrate for you the difference in the water on versus using heart energy and mind energy. So what we're going to first do now is have a light ship connect with each and every one of you. And we're going to be charging this water with your mind energy. You don't have to focus on anything. What they're going to do is disconnect the heart energy that you have and just run energy from your mind into this water. There's a lot of information out on thinking good thoughts, you know, taping some information, you know, like love and peace, et cetera, to the water to help you with this energy of the water. Dr. Emoto does that. There's many different types of information out there on the Internet on this here. But we're going to do a process here right now of doing the water charging with your mind energy. So what we're going to have now is the energy is going to be connecting with you from the light ship, and they're only going to be using your mind energy to charge the water. So we're going to be doing that right now. So put one hand on each side of the glass of water. And I don't want you to drink the water till we do both water chargings. So here we go. This is your first container of water. And it's starting right now. So we'll charge it up for about a minute. So I'm just going to put another song on for everybody. And just, like I said, you don't have to focus on anything because it's going to happen automatically. But this is your mind energy. And you may feel, you know, the palm of your hands, maybe get a little sweaty, might get tingly, and you're doing this right now. So I'll see you back in about a minute here. Right now, and now get water container number two, your second glass of water, and we're now going to disconnect your mind energy from you and strictly run heart energy. And so I'll wait about 10 seconds here so you can get the second container of water. Feels like everybody is ready to go right now. And again, this is going to be your heart energy only going into this water for charging. So here we go. Now to take a sip of the first glass of water, which is charged up by your mind energy, and see how that tastes. And then after that, take a sip of the water that was heart energy. And I'll do the same thing right now. And if you'd like to get on the fast chat to communicate or even call in, you can do so. Let me read off the number here if you want to do a live phone call here. So the phone number that you'd call in on if you're in the United States would be 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Okay, so we'll see who wants to be brave enough to come on and communicate with us here of how they felt the waters were. How does your water feel, Sylvia, or taste?
Well, even before taking a sip of the water, what was so fascinating to me to experience was the difference in those two energies as they were doing the procedure. When they did the head connection, all the energy in my body kind of went up into my head, and I noticed that I was looking more at the differences between things. And when they started with the heart energy, the energy went to my heart. My whole heart chakra felt like it was opening up, and just a very beautiful, peaceful space where it's you feel the connection between all things. So it's completely a different energy, and it was so great to experience it that strongly the way that they did that. And then my water tastes completely different. The one with the heart energy is extremely silky, and it goes down, like you've said before, very wet. You know, it just feels like it's really going instantly into all the cells of your body. It's just very wet and silky and yummy. The other water's fine. It tastes okay, but it doesn't have that same effect at all. So I'm really blown away by the difference there.
Yes, my first water, which was the mind energy, just doesn't taste like I want to drink it. And the heart one is much silkier, much smoother. So it's kind of like having just, you know, bad-tasting water. We get that a lot when we do traveling. You know, where it's very chlorinated and just not good water to drink.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my input on it here.
Yeah.
We'll see if anybody else wants to come on the fast chat here or give us a phone call. Just be curious to see.
We have one person with us on the fast chat, Ramneek, I'm hoping I'm saying that right, says that the heart one is more smooth. So that's great. Thank you for sharing that. And we'd love to hear from anybody else on that also.
So what we're going to do right now is we're going to activate from the light ship through this light beam that's in front of your monitor. Since we're dealing with water, what we're going to do now is, remember this is a live show, so I don't know what's going to happen next. This is what the light ship would like to do for everyone. Since your body is made up mainly of water, what they're going to do now is activate this heart energy that you may not even know that you have, that may be dormant inside of you. They're going to activate all the water in your body with your own personal heart energy. This is going to be a very profound healing. So just sit back and relax. And like I said, the light ship does the work for you. You don't need your mind to interfere or try to push the energy or do anything. So they're going to be activating you with your own particular heart energy through every cell of your body right now, through your water fluid system in your body. So just sit back and relax for probably about 3 or 4 minutes here. And here comes this beautiful energy of yourself and your spirit doing this healing on you. do next is help everybody with their healing. Some people could be blocked with energy, so we're going to be doing some work with your heart compassion energy. Some people probably have had problems in their life with compassion. So we're going to be doing compassion, joy, happiness, and kindness here. So you can open yourself back up to maybe what's been blocking you in these areas here. Sometimes emotions get trampled as we grow up and get older, and we carry patterns with us from our childhood, and we're just not whole and complete. So we're going to have your heart energy now, since it's all flowing in your body. We're going to bring in your compassion energy to excite that up over again and reactivate it in you. So, again, just sit back and relax, and we'll see you back in a couple of minutes here during this process here of your own personal healing. A lot of beings are helping you do this on the creation light shift, and they're working through your spirit, not working through mind energy. This is your heart energy healing you. Remember, nothing else can heal you but your own spirit. Activate the energy and joy. So here comes the joy energy for you. This is energy that you may have discarded or it got trampled. So here comes this beautiful joy energy again. It's flowing through every cell of your body. In the energy of happiness to flow through your whole body. And here it comes. And again, just open yourself up to it. Your spirit's doing this healing for you, so have a wonderful experience with this happiness energy. Bring in the energy of kindness. So again, just sit back and relax, and here comes this beautiful attribute of the heart of kindness. energy of self-love, the love of your spirit toward who you are here. So, again, just sit back and relax as this energy comes flowing through every cell of your body. Wonderful experience here. And how do you feel, Sylvia? I'm kind of very relaxed right now.
For me, that was just amazing. I'm kind of speechless from it right now. It was just incredible having that water, the heart energy go through all the water in the body. I'd love to hear from anybody how they experienced that. For me, it just opened up that energy throughout my whole body, and it was a very sacred and wonderful experience, as were these energies. So thank you very much. It was wonderful.
So we'll be closing off here in a couple minutes. So I do love getting emails. So if you wanted to send me an email on how these healings affected you and what you think of our show, that'd be wonderful. It's healing@creationlightship.com. And a week from this coming Saturday is our 4-hour special conference call. is $60, and it's a four-hour ascension process where we charge 7 gallons of water. So just connect with me if you like. And it's on the 21st, so just give me an email if you wish to be on this call. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And then we also do special one-hour healing sessions on the conference line also, which are only $20 on Mondays and Fridays. So I guess I'll be signing off here, and you can do some closing here for the next minute, Sylvia. So blessings to all of you, and good night.
Yes, blessings to all of you. Thank you so much for being with us. We hope to have you here with us Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, and we're going to continue our topic of opening up into your heart, and I'm sure that Ron and the beautiful light beings will have other very profound and wonderful healings in store for us then. So until then, blessings to all, and good night.
Have all your friends come on, too. Thank you.